You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations, show number 288. So many years on the air with Conducting Conversations, and I'm very pleased to welcome back to our studio here in beautiful downtown Exeter, Amy Turner. Welcome back, Amy.
Thanks, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a lot of shows.
We'll have to celebrate when it gets to 300, I guess.
I think so.
Amy is with the Ocean State Theater Company, and this is about your third time here as strictly the Ocean State Theater Company. Before that, it was the Ocean State Theater Company at Theater by the Sea.
Yes,
so now
indeed.
We have the players in line, right?
Yes, that sounds accurate to me.
Okay, and we've had a couple shows at the new beautiful theater in Warwick on Jefferson Boulevard. There was a couple holiday shows, holiday programs, and then just finished up Neil Simon's Fools, which was great. I really, really enjoyed that. Things seem to be going well.
Yeah, thank you. They are. It's really thrilling every night. We had, you know, a great success with the winter shows, and that was our soft opening sneak preview, whatever you want to call that. And, you know, during the run of Fools, we asked folks if they had been in to kind of gauge, you know, who really had stepped through those doors for the first time. And it's really exciting because probably I'd say half of the people each night for Fools did not come and see the winter show. So it really was their first time through the doors. And, you know, you've been in there now a couple of times. It's very exciting for us because it literally was a garage. Really, about 6 months ago, it was still looking and acting and feeling like a garage. And we love getting folks to just walk through the doors. It's not what they expect when they drive up, and it's not what they expect when they walk through the doors.
I just want to be a little bit clear. When people hear the word garage, they probably think of something attached to their house. It's pretty big. It's a building that was Verizon originally, right?
Yes. It was actually originally built as Paul Bailey Ford, his heavy truck service and sales, I believe. Yeah, a 10,000 square foot 23-foot ceilinged garage. Yeah, it's a big garage.
So it was big enough to actually bring heavy equipment in and excavate inside the building as you built the new seating capacity.
Yeah, there was one day where there were two huge piles of dirt. There was a bulldozer, a full-on bulldozer, caterpillar, you know, machine in there, and two dump trucks coming in and out and people working and building the stage. And that was really the moment where I thought, this is a big garage.
Well, let me introduce to you at this point in time, Niall Hover. Hover or
Hover?
Hover. Niall, welcome to the show.
Hi.
You are going to be in the new production that starts Wednesday, Rent, the musical Rent, and playing the part of Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where do you hail from, Niall?
I'm originally from Rhode Island. I grew up in Newport, and then I moved to Coventry around 12, and went to the University of Rhode Island, and then I got my master's degree at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
So from Rhode Island to Illinois to and now back again.
Well, New York City. I guess I live in New York
now.
So
you're a New Yorker now, and acting has been good to you. I went on the website, and if you'd like to do that, you can find Niall very easily because we think, you say on your website that you're the only man that you would be able to find with that name, and it's Niall, N-I-L-E, and your last name is Hawver.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a website there. You can find out all about you. There's pictures and all kinds of wonderful information. We'll find out more about Niall and his part as Roger in just a moment. But let's get to the title song of the show, Amy.
Well, surprisingly enough, it's called Rent. And it really does set up the drama, if you will, the conflict in this. And that is that these artists are, I guess the technical term would be squatting in a Alphabet City, you know, down in the village kind of converted loft space. Mm-hmm. And that's their challenge is, you know, how are they going to pay rent?
We'll listen to that and be back with more.
How do you document real life when real life's getting more like fiction each day? Headlines, breadlines blow my mind, and now this deadline, eviction or pay. Rent! How do you write a song when the chords sound wrong, though they once sounded right and rare? But the notes are sour, where is the power you once had to ignite the air?
And we're hungry and frozen,
it's a life that we've chosen.
How are we gonna pay? How we gonna pay? How we gonna pay last year's rent?
We light candles.
How do you start a fire when there's nothing to burn and it feels like something's stuck in your flu? How can you generate heat when you can't feel your feet and they're turning blue?
Hey, did you eat? Don't change the subject, Maureen. But darling, you haven't eaten all day. You won't throw up, you won't throw up. The digital delay didn't blow up exactly. There may have been one teeny tiny spark. You're not calling Mark.
How do you stay on your feet when on every street it's trick or treat? And tonight it's trick. Welcome back to town, oh, I should lie down. Everything's brown and uh-oh, I feel sick.
Where is he?
Getting dizzy.
How we gonna pay? How we gonna pay? How we gonna pay last year's rent?
Allison, baby, you sound sad. I don't believe those two after everything I've done. Ever since our wedding, I'm dirt. They'll see I can help them all out in the long run.
Music ignites the night with passionate fire.
I'm not a theater person.
The narration crackles and pops with incendiary wit.
Never be a theater person.
So mid as they burn the past to the ground. And I feel the heat of the future's low.
Hello, Maureen? Your equipment won't work? Okay, all right, I'll go.
How do you leave the past behind when it keeps finding ways to get to your heart? It reaches way down deep and tears you inside out till you're torn apart.
Rent!
How can you connect in an age where strangers, landlords, lovers, your own blood cells betray?
There we we have the title song of the show, Rent, and it's not the kind of music that necessarily is heard all the time on the classical radio station. But it's present day. It was written in the late early 1990s.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And it is about today. It's about things that are happening all within the last few years, but it's in the present, correct?
Yeah, I would definitely say both in the style of the music and in the adaptation, it's definitely what would be considered a contemporary American musical. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. I think one of the many things that I enjoy about this is that it is completely and very deliberately adapted is a great word, from La Boheme, the opera that many of us know. Mm-hmm. And if you go onto the Metropolitan Opera website and look up the description, the synopsis, mm-hmm. of La Boheme, it's scary, particularly about the first, I think La Boheme is written in three acts, if I'm not mistaken. The first act is almost dollar for dollar, really adapted. And I think it's one of the exciting and sort of brilliant things that Jonathan Larson, the composer and lyricist, was able to do, is take this very classic story. And in this adaptation, you know, it's not tuberculosis, isn't the disease of the day, but it is set in the early 90s. So the AIDS and HIV epidemic, mm-hmm. is sort of the baseline of it. And, you know, that bohemian lifestyle that we know through operas like La Boheme or movies like Moulin Rouge, he takes that, and it's really that downtown art scene of performance art and music, and sort of brought all of that into it. So it's very contemporary and kind of has this weird classical feel to it as well.
Hmm. Now, you play the part of Roger, Niall, and what is his role in all of this?
Roger is a songwriter and a musician, and he is he's based on the character of Rodolfo from La Boheme, and he lives with his best friend Mark, and they're both sort of starving artists in this loft in Greenwich Village, New York City, and Roger has AIDS and is a recovering heroin addict, and that's how he got AIDS, was from sharing needles. And his girlfriend killed herself about a year or so ago, and he's been kind of shut in his apartment for the last since then. And he's trying really hard to write one song before he dies of the disease.
Okay. Well, we
so it's
have
really uplifting.
Yeah.
Great. We actually have I have lots of questions and lots of comments, but let's get to the next piece of music before we get too carried away,
which is perfect.
Which is,
mm-hmm.
going to be called One, right?
One Song Glory, and it is sort of Roger's declaration, wouldn't, mm-hmm. you say, that he really is going to accomplish something in the midst of all of this that's happened in his soul. He's a songwriter, and that's his passion.
One song, glory, one song before I go, glory, one song to leave behind. Find one song, one last refrain, glory, from the pretty boy front man who wasted opportunity. One song, he had the world at his feet, glory, in the eyes of a young girl, a young girl. Find glory beyond the cheap colored lights, one song before the sun sets, glory on another empty life. Time flies, time dies, glory.
Glory. find glory in a song that rings true, truth like a blazing fire, an eternal flame. Find one song, a song about love, glory from the soul of a young man, a young man. Find the one song before the virus takes hold, glory like a sunset. One song to redeem this empty life. Time flies, and then no need to endure anymore. Time dies.
Amy, I just want to give everybody a heads up on the phone number and website and so forth so that they can contact the Ocean State Theater Company to get tickets for Rent. How would they go about it?
Yeah, so visit our website, oceanstatetheater.org, O-R-G, or give us a call in the box office. Talk to Vinny, our box office manager,
401-921-6800. 921-6800. Ask for Vinny. Tell him that Mike sent you, and you'll get a better seat.
There you go.
Okay, all right, there we go. That's how that'll work out. Let's get to this next song real quickly before we take the first break. Tell us about Today for You.
Yeah, so Today for You is a you know, another, put your, it just takes all of these songs that you've just heard and it puts it on its head once again. It's a life force. This character called Angel Chouinard comes in and just declares that life is about giving.
All right, we'll listen to that and then we'll be back with more of Rent with Niall and Amy.
Bustelo, Marlboro, banana by the bunch. A box of Captain Crunch will taste so good.
And firewood,
look at Santa Claus.
Hold your applause.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, after 7 months?
Sorry.
This boy could use some Stoli.
Oh, holy night,
you struck gold at MIT.
They expelled me for my theory of actual reality, which I'll soon impart to the couch potatoes at New York University. Still haven't left the house?
I was waiting for you, don't you know?
Well, tonight's a night. Come to the Life Cafe after Maureen's show.
No flow.
Gentlemen, our benefactor on this Christmas Eve, whose charity is only matched by talent, I believe. A new member of the Alphabet City Avant-Garde, Angel Dumont Chouinard.
Today for you, tomorrow for me. Today for you, tomorrow for me.
And you should hear her beat.
You earn this on the street?
It was my lucky day today on Avenue A, when a lady in a limousine drove my way. She said, darling, be a dear, haven't slept in a year. I need your help to make my neighbor's yappy dog disappear. This Akita, Epita, just won't shut up. I believe if you play nonstop, that pup will breathe its very last high-strung breath. I'm certain that cur will bark itself to death. Today for you, tomorrow for me. Today for you, tomorrow for me. We agreed on a fee, $1,000 guarantee, tax-free, and a bonus if I trim her tree. Now who could foretell that it would go so well? But sure as I am here, that dog is now in doggy hell. After an hour, Evita, in all her glory, on the window ledge of that 23rd story, like Dama and Louise did when they got the blue, swan dove into the courtyard of the Gracie Muse. Today for you, tomorrow for me. Today for you, tomorrow for me. Where I met my sweet, where he
Pete was moaning and groaning on the cold concrete. The nurse took him home for some Mercurochrome. Then I dressed his wound and got him back on his feet. Singing today for you, tomorrow for me. Today for you, tomorrow for me. I say today for you, tomorrow for me. Today for you, tomorrow.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ocean State Theater Company's Amy Turner, and Niall is here, who is playing the part of Roger. And Niall, the show we're talking about is Rent, and I must say, if you think about an actor your age living in New York, that's kind of easy to relate to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you relate to the character and the things that are going on here?
Oh yeah, very much. I mean, I'm also a musician and don't make a lot of money and live in New York City, so I'm in kind of the same place that Roger is.
There you go. And Life and Times, Amy, you lived in New York for a while as a Broadway person.
I did, and I am indeed old enough to predate my New York City existence with the early 90s. And, you know, we talked a lot about it on the first day of rehearsal. There's a different tone to New York City that existed in the 70s, 80s, and 90s that doesn't necessarily exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely is a darker, dirtier, you know, with the passing of Mayor Ed Koch recently. You know, the Ed Koch New York was very different than the Giuliani New York City. So I think that it's a bit of a more difficult time for people. There were no cell phones, for instance. There was not a really
easy... It was a more difficult time then.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure we're straight here then.
Yeah. And, you know, no email. The communication was very different. And so I think it allowed for groups of friends, which I think a lot of people can associate with, that you sort of create a group of friends, kind of becomes your family. And those are mm-hmm. the people that you check in with and you look out for and you meet up with.
Sure.
It does lend itself to that sort of bohemian romanticism, even though it was very difficult.
You're basically trying to say to Niall that, you know, you've got it easy. We had to walk to school uphill.
Both ways.
In the snow. Anyway, we'll get back to Rent here.
And, it was cheaper back then, so.
It was cheaper, too. There you go. Well, yeah, but we didn't have as much money back then, so
that's true.
It kind of works out the same. This next song is called Santa Fe. Niall, tell us about where this comes in the show and what's it about?
Santa Fe is a song. It's Mark and Collins. Collins is a philosophy professor who's currently homeless, and Mark is Roger's roommate, and Angel is also in the song, and they are singing about this fantasy they're having about opening a restaurant in Santa Fe, and talking about how awful New York City is, but also how much they love it. And I can now find that I can relate to this song more and more after having lived in New York for a little while, and a lot of the sentiment is very true.
All right, so we're off to Santa Fe.
New York City,
uh-huh.
Center of the universe.
Sing it, girl.
Times are shitty, but I'm pretty sure they can't get worse.
I hear ya.
It's a comfort to know, when you're singing the hit the road blues, that anywhere else you can possibly go after New York would be a pleasure cruise.
Now you're talking. Well, I'm thwarted by a metaphysic puzzle. And I'm sick of grading papers, that I know. I'm shouting in my sleep, I need a muzzle. All this misery pays no salary, so let's open up a restaurant in Santa Fe. Sunny Santa Fe would be nice. Let's open up a restaurant in Santa Fe and leave this to the roaches and mice. I teach. computer age philosophy, but my students would rather watch TV.
America.
America.
You're as sensitive as theat. Brush the sauce on to the meat. You can make the menu sparkle with a rhyme. You can drum a gentle drum, and I can seat guests as they come, chatting not about Heidegger, but wine. Let's open up a restaurant in the Santa Fe. Our labels would be financial gain. Let's open up a restaurant in Santa Fe and save from devastation our brains.
We'll pack up all our junk and fly so far away. Devote ourselves to projects that sell. We'll open up a restaurant in Santa Fe.
Forget this cold bohemian. You know, tumbleweeds, prairie dogs.
Yeah. Amy, after listening to that last song, there's a couple questionable lyric in there that might make it obvious that this is an adult musical.
Yeah, I would caution that in the sense that if I believe the movie was PG-13, I don't believe the movie was rated R, but it does deal with adult themes for sure, mm-hmm. and there is language in there because of the nature of AIDS and HIV, because of the bohemian quote unquote lifestyle.
Sure.
There is definitely language, much harsher than that song, within it. It's all character driven, I would say, but there is topics of sexuality, of homosexuality, of acceptance, judgment, and prejudice. Sure. So there are those adult themes sort of wrapped up within this piece.
Right. It's not that you can't bring children. There is no restriction to bringing them to this show, but it's also, on the same hand, not something that is going to be in the same vein as The King and I, which is coming up later in the season.
Absolutely. But, you know, what is interesting is that both of these pieces are about what it means to express love and how easy it is to express love. So I think there's actually a really unique parallel. I mean, most shows are written about love. I will say that for me, this piece is about unconditional love at its heart. It's not a sexual piece in any way. It's about unconditional love. And are we really willing to allow people to love one another, to love themselves, to express themselves in that way? And I think what we romanticize as a society about artists is that freedom. And that's really what this is an expression of. And it's interesting because, you know, you think all the way back to the La Boheme, sort of that romantic lifestyle of the artist, and their drug of the day perhaps was absinthe, and their dirty quote unquote disease of the day was tuberculosis. And so we do change our perspective on things, does change. But at its heart, I just think this piece is truly about freedom and acceptance. And those are really strong ideals that are good for anybody. Now, having said that, and being the mother of two children that I am, I always say you really have to say, well, what are your kids open to? What have they been exposed to? And make that judgment for yourself. And again, if you have any hesitation or questions, I do encourage people to talk to our box office because they're very well versed in the tone of the piece and all of that. But for me, yes, it has those tones and it has the words, but it really is about loving yourself.
Well, I would suggest also that anyone that's not seen Rent, and that's probably the minority because thousands and hundreds of thousands of people have seen it, both in New York and on its tour. And so it's the kind of thing where there is a substantial audience, I'm sure you're going to have, that is returning to see your production of it.
Yeah.
But if you haven't seen it and you want to know a little about it, just Google Rent the Musical and you can find
Absolutely.
Out everything you want to know ahead of time, which is always a good thing to do. When you're trying to go to a show, you don't want to say, what did they just say? Or what was that about? You know, so.
Well, and I love this show because it gives the opportunity for people to hear the music. And I always feel and encourage people, sometimes they go, I don't want to know anything about it. But if you listen to the music before you come in, it gives you kind of like a head start of mm-hmm. expectation. And usually it doesn't give away the whole story, but it gives you an idea of what you're expecting and
sure.
kind of jump starts the storytelling for us. So
it's no different than going to see Titanic and you know the way it ends, or
right.
Lincoln, the movie, you know the way it's going to end. All right, let's get to this next piece, which is I'll Cover You. Tell us about that one.
Well, to me, this is the love story, the love song of the piece. And it really is about what it means to genuinely love someone and that you will cover them continually.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take another short break and be back with more.
Live in my house. I'll be your shelter. Just pay me back with 1,000 kisses.
Don't got much baggage to lay at your feet, but sweet kisses I've got to spare. I'll be there and I'll cover you.
I think they meant it when they said you can't buy love. Now I know you can rent it, and at least you are my love. One love. Wherever, whatever, I'll be your coat.
You'll be my king, and I'll be your castle.
No, you'll be my queen, and I'll be your moat.
I think they meant it when they said you can't buy love. Now I know you can rent it, and at least you are my love. On life, oh my life.
If you're cold and
I'll
you're lonely,
with a thousand sweet kisses,
you've got one equal
I'll cover
only
you.
With a thousand sweet kisses.
When you're born,
I'll cover you with a thousand sweet kisses.
When
back on Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ocean State Theater as we discuss the current production of Rent, which opens this Wednesday in preview on Wednesday evening and then Thursday afternoon and evening, and then the official opening on Friday night. We are talking with Niall, who is playing the part of Roger. And Niall, your background here in Rhode Island is kind of interesting in that right down the road from where our studio is, URI, you were involved with several productions there, right, in
mm-hmm.
your theater days?
Yeah. I graduated from URI in May 2009.
All that long ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I was in Oklahoma there. I played Curly, and that was in November 2008. I played Lori in Little Women the year before that, November 2007. I was David Lee in The Foreigner in 2009 early on there, and did a number of other productions there during my tenure at URI.
Now, if you look at your bio, it's understandable. You lived in Newport area, you went to URI, and you own productions there. All of a sudden, Montana jumps out. Now, how did you end up in Montana?
Montana Shakespeare in the Parks is a company that I worked and will be working for again in Montana. It's a really wonderful
I mean, that's kind of an actual connection, URI to Montana.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Yeah, you know, well, it's funny because Rhode Island has about the same population of Montana, but you could fit 100 Rhode Islands in Montana. And but Montana Shakespeare in the Parks is great. It's a touring company, and we do we go around and get to show Shakespeare to towns of 20 people in the state of Montana. And
but what how did that ever come about? Just something you auditioned for, or just some personal kind of, you just auditioned and found it. There you go. All right. You never know where life will lead you.
Especially in this business.
We've been talking about Rent, and we want to get to this next song because it's the most popular one, I guess. So tell us about this one, Amy.
You know, for me, Seasons of Love is absolutely the song. I think if people think about Rent, the first thing they do is they go to this in their head. And it really is an anthem, I suppose I would say, that really illustrates the theme. And that is that every life is precious and we never know how long that life is going to last. So live in that moment and celebrate it every second that you can, not just your life, but the life of the people that you love around you.
Amy, we want to step aside from Rent for just a moment and talk about other things going on at the theater, because lots of things are happening. And when we talked a few months ago about the season, we knew it was going to contain these four shows: Fools, Rent, Race, which is after Rent, and then The King and I. But recently, you've announced Legally Blonde coming this summer.
Yeah, we did. We decided to do one show this summer, and that is Legally Blonde the musical. We're really excited about that. You want to talk about an energetic, great for the teens, the tweens, the kids, the whole family, grandma, grandpa, everybody loves Legally Blonde. And we just think it's a great, exciting show to do over the summer. Of course, one of the reasons that we were looking to Warwick for expansion was to do our summer camp. And so it actually isn't publicly sort of announced the details of that, but it will be probably within the next week on our website. We're going to do our Camp OSTC, two full sessions of that this summer. But in the meantime, we've announced a truncated, much like our season, Family Fun Fest, which is four shows of that are very family friendly, geared really towards the younger kids in our families and your family, that they can come on Saturdays. And, you know, all of that information is on our website or stop by the box office, either one.
All right. Excellent. So you got the children's programming, and then there might even be, you know, next time you're on the show when we talk about race, when you're here next month, we might even be able to talk about some other events that are coming to the theater, because the theater is going to be also available, hopefully, for other groups down the road.
Yeah, and that's a sort of an expansion of our mission. We clearly want to bring our product to folks, and we're excited and proud of everything that we do. But the facility itself, the venue, was mutually designed, let's call it, not just to provide us a great home, but hopefully to be a venue that other people can rent out, utilize for different activities. So we are starting to have those conversations, because it is, you know, on-site parking is very attractive to people. The location so close to the station district and the airport is very attractive to a lot of people. So we look forward to having more conversations. But yeah, hopefully we'll have some more to announce very soon.
I think you just touched on something. Free parking at this theater. It's not like some of the downtown places that you have to worry about. So you have free parking. You have some great restaurants nearby, so you can make a night of it or an afternoon of it. It's a great spot, only a couple minutes off of Route 95. So make sure you take advantage of that. And we'll go to another piece of music now. And Niall, can you tell us anything about Without You, as to where that comes in the show or what that's about?
Sure. Without You is a duet between Roger and his love interest, Mimi. And
so that's a good thing that you know about this, because you're involved.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I thought I was trying to stump you here with something somebody else was doing, but no, you're in it. Okay, good.
Yeah, and Mimi sort of disappeared, and they're both singing about how everything in the world continues to happen and how life goes on, but without the other person, it's just not, it doesn't mean anything.
Without you, the ground thaws, the rain falls, the grass grows. Without you, the seeds root, the flowers bloom, the children play, the stars gleam, the poets dream, the eagles fly. Without you
once again, talking with Ocean State Theater Company. Time flies when we're having fun. And Amy, this is a great recap of the show. Sounds very exciting. I can't wait till I'll be there on Friday night. And then on Saturday, we should remind people that I'll be there again on Saturday afternoon for the matinee, and we'll be doing a talk back. So if you've been interested in what Niall has to say, you can come Saturday afternoon. And after the show is over, sit in the audience and ask questions of the characters, right?
Yes. Matinees with Mike, how about?
Matinees with Mike. What a deal. What a country. I'm not buying drinks, but I'll be there and moderate the questioning of some of the characters in the show. 14 in all in this cast.
That's
true. So we won't have them all on stage, but a few of them. Mm-hmm. And Niall, you'll be there, of course, right?
Yep.
All right, great. And thanks for coming in, Niall. It's great to meet you, and I look forward to seeing you in this production. And Amy, one more time with website, phone number, and things like that.
Yeah. So 1245 Jefferson Boulevard, just stop by. We'd love to see you in person, or call us at 921-6800. Or I always like to send people to our website, oceanstatetheater.org. Or, hey, like us on Facebook or join our Twitter account.
And if you haven't had a chance to stop at the theater, make sure you do so. And Amy's always hanging around in the lobby looking to talk to people, introduce yourself, and say that you heard her on Conducting Conversations. And Niall, thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And we're going to go out with you explaining the last song, which is What You Own.
What You Own is a duet between Mark and Roger, and it's near the end of the show, and it's sort of the moment where they discover that that there are things in life that you rent and things that you own, and you figure out which one is means more to you. And they use this song to figure that out.
Excellent. We'll listen to a portion of that song because I don't have a whole lot of time left. And then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.